Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Gaishke Urawaza Eigo. I am BJ Fox and I'm here today, as always, with my co-host, Ishii Terumi.
Dawa, Ishii Terumi desu. Konnichiwa, konbanwa, ohayou gozaimasu. Konshou mo minasan, yoroshiku onegaishimasu. Yay! Moriagattemasu ka?
Okay, I should also say that I'm here with Terumi, I'm here with producer Ruben, I'm also here with members of the Urawaza Executive Lounge. The Urawaza Executive Lounge. We are doing a live recording.
Hello! Konnichiwa! So dan desu. Honjitsuwa Urawaza Executive Lounge member no minasan ni go sankha itadaite. What was that? Nani, nani, nani? Musume-chan? Arama! Hello! Konbanwa!
We've got members from all around the world. I think we've got people, where was it? Indonesia? Jakarta? And we're going to have some fun. It's a special episode today, so thank you very much for listening. And yeah, tell me, do you remember last year we did an episode on futsuse eigo? Not wase eigo, not wafu eigo, but futsuse eigo.
Futsuse eigo, yarimashita ne. Motomoto wa fransu go no kotoba da keredomo, eigo toshite ima wa nichijou kaiwa ni mo tsukaware teiru kotoba. Ma tatoeba voila toka ne.
Voila. I liked carte blanche.
Carte blanche. Mashiro na kaado. Hai.
What else?
Faux pas. C'est faux pas toka ne. Arimashita ne.
Good one for you. Yeah, I like that one because faux pas was a good translation of NG.
That's a faux pas.
That's a faux pas.
それは NG だよっていうような時に言いますよね。
Yeah.
Hai, that was interesting to me.
And these words exist in English because French and English have had lots of crossovers over time, over the centuries.
英語とフランス語っていうのは長年何世紀もかけてクロスオーバー混じり合ってきてますからね。And English language is a mix of many different languages.
Exactly. It certainly is. But here's a question. What came before French?
What came before French? フランス語の前には何があった?もしかして、ラテン語じゃないですか?
Latin. Okay.
Latin.
So today, we are going back in time. We're taking a trip down memories lane, not memories lane, history. We're taking a trip into history, and we're not going to look at Wafu Eigo. It's not going to be Futsuse Eigo, but we are doing the first ever Gaishke Urawaza Latin Eigo.
Latin Go.
Latin Go.
Latin Eigo?
Latin Go. Latin Go.
Gaishke Urawaza Latin Go desu! でもところで BJ! Is this going to be useful for our listeners? ちょっとラテン語って昔すぎるのじゃないかという気がしますよ。Will it move the needle?
Oh, I think it will be. I think it will move, maybe not move the needle, but I do think it'll be very interesting for them.
Okay. なんででしょうか?
Well, we aren't going to look at ancient Latin, okay? We are going to look at some Latin words, some phrases, some other things that we use in English on a daily basis.
昔使われていた昔のもともとのラテン語ではなくて、今も使われているラテン語の言葉。なんか普通英語の時と一緒で、ラテン語の言葉だけども、英語の会話の中でも使われるような、そういった言葉を紹介していくわけですね。ルールオブスリーのエピソードで、Caesars, I came, I saw, I conquered っていうのがもともとラテン語だって、
Yeah, that is true. Caesar's I came, I saw, I conquered was originally a Latin phrase translated into English. And that does come from Latin, but we don't use the Latin. We use the English version. What I want to introduce today is actual Latin words that we still use.
Ah, なるほど。もう、I came, I saw, I conquered はもともとラテン語の言葉だけれども、世の中に広まっているのは英語の言葉ですと。だけど今日ご紹介するのはそうやって英語になってしまったものではなくてラテン語そのままで今も残っているものなわけですね。
Yeah.
なんかね私もいくつか知ってるような気がするけどもこの際まとめて教えていただけたらと思います。Yeah. For example?
Tell me, I think you mean E.G.
E.G. ああ、E. 点 G. 点ってやつですね。
For example.
Latin.
It's Latin.
ははあれね、何なんだろうってずっと思ってて、ちゃんと調べてなかった。
Yeah. So we're gonna look at some phrases like, so for example, you can say as e.g., we're gonna look at, like, at examples similar to that, but first we're gonna hear them in action.Hey Ruben, what's up?
Hey BJ, sorry for this ad hoc call, but are you free now?
I'm not free per se, but I have 5 minutes to talk.
Great. I wanted an impromptu brainstorm on growth ideas.
Meaning what?
I.e. ideas that can quickly grow the podcast.
Okay. How about another tie-up with a YouTuber? They come on our podcast and vice versa.
Oh, so we appear on their channel too. Quid pro quo. Any ideas with who?
Well, Atsu Ego is the de facto king of Eikawa YouTubers. We could ask him again. Other YouTubers, e.g. Yoko again, Daijiro, Hapa Eikawa, etc., etc., etc.
How about getting Kimura Yoshino from your TV show? She speaks great English and is really famous.
Yeah, she is, but Kimura-san is a bona fide celebrity. Ergo, we would have to go through her agency.
Come on, BJ. Roll the dice. You have her line, right?
Yeah, but I only send her pictures of Luna, not work things. I don't want to disrupt the status quo.
Come on, carpe diem.
If I abuse that relationship, I would become a persona non grata.
So...What you're saying, BJ, is that you place your relationship with her over the success of our podcast.
No, that is not fair.
The CMO will not like that attitude, BJ. Anyway, gotta go.
What? The CMO? What? Don't. Etu, Ruben. Etu.
BJ Foxus が出てきましたけれども。
BJ Foxus, yes.
BJ Foxus, BJ Foxus. Wow! すごかったね、なんか。ラテン語がありすぎて、ちょっと私はパッとわからない箇所がいっぱいありましたよ。It was amazing. And so many, I don't know, I shouldn't say this, but weird words there. だけどなんとか、I could follow the conversation.
Okay, yeah, there were 15 examples of Latin phrases in that conversation.
Wow.
And all of them, apart from the last one, I would say are very standard English now as well.
All of them?
Yes.
本当に、なんかいくつか知ってるものあったけれども、全く聞いたことないものも混ざってましたけれども。Are you sure? All of them?
All of them. All, except for the last one. The last one was maybe a little bit...I'll explain it, actually. So what I would recommend for everyone is to go onto our YouTube and watch the skit again, the conversation again, so you can follow the dialogue.
はい、皆さん YouTube でぜひ先ほどお送りした BJ Foxus とルーベンなんとか生の会話をちょっとなんかなんだっけあのラテン文字なんだっけあの数字のこと
VVVVM
VVVVM がいっぱい出てたのでちょっとパッと数字が分かりませんけれども、まあ、2人の会話が YouTube にアップされているので、ぜひそれをもう一回聞いて、チェックしてみてください。
But for the benefit of the listeners, here are the words. Ad hoc, per se, impromptu, i.e., vice versa, quid pro quo, de facto, e.g., etc., ergo, bona fide, status quo, carpe diem, persona non grata,And then the final one was etu. And the reason I said the final one is maybe not the most well known is, yes, it's Latin. Yes, I understand it, but it's actually not common English. It's from a famous Shakespeare play.
はは。これ、etu だけはそんなに有名じゃなくて、シェイクスピアの物語から来ているんですね。
But Ruben, you know etu, don't you?
Well, I studied...What is it? Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar, yeah.
Yeah.
これはフランス語じゃないの?そしてあなたもって、and you って意味じゃなくて。
It means and you. It means and you. But it's the famous phrase when Julius Caesar in...
お前もか?
お前もか, yeah.
ああ! お前もかはもともとエッテューなんだ。
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
So just checking. Tell me, at the end of Shakespeare's play Julius Caesar, in the Japanese version, which I imagine was directed by Kurosawa Akira, did Caesar say, お前もか?
カエサルが言ってるんですよね。ブルータス、お前もか。エッテューブルーツって言ってるんだ。
Yeah.
はは。
So they took Latin and put it all the way into like Yakuza Yogo.
Yakuza Yogo. Yakuza Yogo になっちゃうの?
I don't, omae moka. I don't know how you explain. Anyway, that's super interesting. But that's what it means. And in that example we just showed, Ruben was saying he's going to go and talk to the CMO. So BJ was like, etu, Ruben, etu. Anyway.All of them are very important phrases to learn. We haven't got time to do them all, but we're going to pick up some of them now and maybe some of them in a later date. But let's get on with our first phrase today.
全部やる時間はないので、まあ、いくつかできるところまでやっていけたらと思います。まずは最初に行きましょう。
Okay, so the first phrase is actually two phrases. We're going to look at two of the words in that conversation, i.e. and e.g.
まずは IE と EG。はい、取り上げていきたいと思います。これは割と知ってますよ、私も。
Yeah, I would say they are probably the two most common Latin for ego phrases. But what is interesting, I'm sure everyone knows the meaning.
Yep.
But I would also say that even native speakers use them incorrectly very often.
おお、多くの方は意味は知っているでしょうけれども、ネイティブスピーカーの人でも間違って使っていることがある。どういうことですか、BJ?
Well, native speakers often use them interchangeably.
ああ、どっちをこう交換して使ってもいいような感じで、使い分けてないということですかね。
Yeah, but they are actually have different meanings.
え、意味違うの
?Different
meanings. IE と EG。
Yeah.
なるほど、教えてちょうだい、その違いを。
Okay, so, let's take EG first. And we used this earlier, it means for example.
EG, E, 点 G, 点は for example, 例えばの意味ですね。
Yeah, and it's short for, and I'll say this in Latin, I don't know Latin accents. I don't think anyone knows Latin accents.
確かに。
But it stands for exempli, E, exempli, and gratie.Gratia.
Gratia. Exempli gratia. の頭文字で EG なんですね。Exempli gratia はどういう意味ですか?
Free example. Example free.
へぇー。あ、example free なことなんだ。
Yeah.
Example free. Okay.
And you don't need to know the original Latin. You just need to know EG. And it's E dot G dot. Two periods.
はい。まあ、元の英語、あ、元のラテン語を知っておく、覚えておく必要は全くないんですけれども、e.g. という表現をするのを覚えておきましょう。これ、ドットが必要なのね。
Yeah.
Okay.
And it means, like you used earlier, for example, 例えば。
例えば。
So, we could say something like, we promote the podcast on social media, e.g. Twitter and Instagram.
私たちはポッドキャストをソーシャルメディア、SNS でプロモートしてます。例えば、Twitter、そして Instagram という時に EG。Can I just say it, EG?
Yes, you can say it. You can say it.
口に出して言うことも OK ということですね。
Now, let's go to the next one, IE.
続いて IE に行きましょう。
Now, what do you think this means, tell me?
For example じゃなくて、IE だと、なんだろうな、こんなことないかもしれないけども、違うな。
No, okay. Okay, it means specifically or in other words. Maybe in other words is the best translation.
Specifically,、具体的に言うととか、in other words, 言い換えると。
Yeah.
ほうほうほう、ということなのね。
And it's the abbreviation of the Latin phrase id est. So it'sI is for it, E is for est.
ID, EST で id est.
Yeah.
その頭文字で IE.
And literally that means in Latin, that is.
Aha, that is という意味のラテン語なわけですね。
Okay. Now, here's a phrase. We'll just do a similar one again. We promote the podcast on social media, i.e. Twitter and Instagram.
はい、先ほどの例文の EG を IE に変えると、私たちはポッドキャストを SNS でプロモートしてます。つまり、Twitter、そして Instagram。まあ、ソーシャルメディアのところ、SNS の部分を言い換えてるわけですね。
Yeah.
例えばじゃないんだ。
So, what is the main difference between that sentence, those sentences? This is very high level, I think. What's the main difference?
EG の場合は、Twitter と Instagram 以外にも、まあ、他の SNS もまだ使ってるかもしれないという含みがあるけれども、IE の場合は、Twitter と Instagram しか使ってない、だけ使ってるという、そういったニュアンスになるということですね。
Exactly. That is exactly right.
やったー!
With EG, I'm giving examples of what we use. Maybe we use YouTube, maybe we use Mixi, I don't know, all, LinkedIn, all these other ones. But with IE, we're saying, in other words, we do this. One, two.
EG の場合は、いろいろなものを使っているけれども、その中で例えばっていうので2個挙げてるだけだけれども、IE の場合は言い換えるとということで、まあ、SNS、具体的にはこれらを使ってますという言い換えになるということですね。
And when I said,Like native speakers get them wrong. I think maybe people aren't so aware. People just use them to mean, for example, all the like IE is used as, for example, as well, when actually it's got a very specific meaning.
はいはいはい。BJ がさっきね、ネイティブスピーカーも間違って使ってるかもしれないって言ってたのは、IE の時でも例えばというように使っているかもしれないってことだけど、これさ、it's confusing there, BJ.
Yeah, but okay, for example, here, like you said, if you said we're a Tokyo hotel, we only accept payment in local currency, i.e. Japanese yen. That's very clear. You couldn't say e.g. Japanese yen. Like that would sound very strange.
なるほど。あれですね。あ、今ね、BJ が言った例えは、日本のローカルのホテルで私たちは現地の通貨のみをアクセプトを受け入れております。IE、言い換えると日本円ですと。
Yep.
で、それが EG になっちゃうとね、例えば日本円ってなっちゃうと意味のわからないことになってしまいますので、私は今いいこと思いついたぞ。IE は言い換えるとの E で覚えておきましょう。
Okay.
どうこれ。
well, no,
すごい日本人的な記憶の仕方。
But言い換えるの E, but EG begins with E.
そう、ダメ。それ絵だから、絵だから。
OK, okay.
絵だから、そう。IE の I は、そう。あいうえおに当てはめるといいだから、大丈夫。
OK, well, thank you for simplifying that term. Thank you for clarifying that.
皆さんに伝わったかな。そう。言い換えるとの IE, OK.
But I do want to go back to one point you brought up a few minutes ago, Tenomi. It is perfectly fine, even maybe a little bit cool,to actually say these phrases out loud. Feel free to say EG, IE.
へえ、これを口に出して言うこと、書き言葉だけじゃなくて、口に出して使うのも OK だし、ちょっとクール、ちょっとかっこいい表現なんだ、これは。
I think if
EG とか言って。
Maybe not like that. It's not 外資系ウルワーズフランス語。So,
あ、違った。
I just think it's fairly high level English. If you're using this confidently and correctly, it would show anyone listening you've got a very strong command of this, your second language, i.e. English.
はい。
Quick recap. EG is used to give one or more possible examples. It's a signal that you're seeingOne or a few of multiple possibilities. Okay, many examples.
EG っていうのは一つ以上のたくさん複数の中から複数ありますよというそういった時に使いますね。
IE, on the other hand, clarifies. You're providing more precise information.
IE の場合は、まあ、言い換えるとということで具体化したという感じかな。
Yeah. In some ways, EG opens up possibilities.Whereas IE closes down possibilities.
EG は可能性とか選択肢を増やすのに対して IE は特定のものを表すから、まあ、狭めてるようなそんな感じもありますね。
Yeah. And now it's practice time. Tenomi, I want you to give me some examples of EG and IE.
はい。
And the first question is, EG, okay? We're going EG first.
はい、EG 行きましょう。
What Olympic sports do you like, Tenami?
What Olympic sports? Well, speaking of Summer Olympics,
yeah.
I enjoyed some of the new sports this year. E.g.、yeah. skateboarding, rock climbing.
Okay.
Eh?
I thought you were gonna. I assumed it was rule of three. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Two だけでした。
Okay. No, that's a great example because had you said, I enjoyed new sports this year, i.e. skateboarding, rock climbing, then that would imply they were the only two new sports, which isn't true. I think there were like seven maybe.
Karate とかね。
Yeah. So, yeah, in that case, you were just giving two examples of a possibility, of many possibilities. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now...IE. And the question is, what is the goal for your comedy career?
Ooh, big question. Well, IE を使うのね、言い換えるとね。Well, my immediate goal is to get to the final.
Final, yeah.
Final of Japan's biggest solo comedians TV contest.
Okay.
Solo Comedians Contest.
Yeah.
I.E. R1.
Exactly. Perfect. Yeah.
なるほどね。言い換えるとって考えると分かりやすいですね。
Yeah. And especially I.E. That's great, by the way, great example. Oh, there's only one number one, and I guess it's R1. And so I.E., you're specifying that.
Yep.
And if you said something like, I want to get to a competition final, e.g. R1, that would mean...R1's fine, maybe King of Conto's fine, M1's fine. You know, it opens up possibilities. I think both of these are used in work quite a lot. I think IE is very important in the workplace. Often when writing mails about your local market, you need to use IE.
え、どういうこと?自分のローカルマーケットに対してはメールで IE を使うことが多い。
Yeah, it's very useful for explaining stuff to people who don't understand the market. So, like, for example, you want, we need to work with the biggest convenience store in Japan.
Yeah.
You need, i.e. 7-Eleven.
なるほど。日本で最大のコンビニと協力しなければいけません。
Like、
言い換えると 7-Eleven ですとか、具体的にあのマーケット、その国の市場のことを知らない人に向けて、詳しい説明をするときなんかによく出てきますと。
Yeah, like you could say, I want to work with 7-Eleven, but then you have to put the information in as well. It's a good, very concise way of giving all the information.
いろいろな情報を付け加えるのによく出てくる表現なわけですね。
So, e.g. versus i.e.
はい。まあ、e.g. は for example で、i.e. は specifically という違いだけ覚えとけば大丈夫そうでしょうか。
Yeah.
はい。外資系裏技英語をお聞きの皆さん、こんにちは。ぜひ私たちのファンクラブ裏技エグゼクティブラウンジ、ここは一つ Roll the Dice をしてご参加ください。毎月 2,3 回のボーナスエピソードの配信、コミュニティへのアクセス、ライブレコーディングへのご参加、最新エピソードの前乗り配信、過去の全エピソードやインタビューへの簡単アクセスなどなど、たくさんのボーナスコンテンツをお楽しみいただけます。いくらかかるのかって? That's a great question! いい質問ですね。なんと一月たったの300円。これってわずか?ワイシャツ3枚のクリーニングほどの値段。ぜひ概要欄のペイトリオンのリンクをクリックしてくださいね。
The next word we want to pick up is ad hoc.
アドホックね。なんか日本語でも言いますよね。アドホックって。
Yeah, yeah.
はいはいはい。
Okay, so what is your understanding of ad hoc in, when you use it in Japanese?
なんかね、アドホック。なんか仮のとかかな。ちょっと一時的なとか。そんなイメージですよ、私の中のアドホックは。
Okay, yeah, okay. Actually, it's got two meanings. And in the example we used above, in the practice, it's close to that. Maybe temporary or unplanned, improvised. Mm-hmm. So in the example, an ad hoc meeting. Ruben asked for an ad hoc meeting. That means it wasn't in the schedule. He just called up. Let's just do a quick unplanned meeting.
はははだから出たところ勝負出たところ勝負じゃないけれどもなんか計画されてたわけじゃないけれども出会い頭にちょっと急遽即興でやりましょうみたいな、
yeah.
そういった感じでしょうか
Yeah. So that's it. What's interesting, one means improvised or unplanned. The other meaning of ad hoc means specific.
ほう、一つが即興でなんですけれども、もう一つの意味が specific、特定のという意味なんですね。ね、意味は逆のような気がしますよね。
Yeah, it's almost opposite, almost opposite. But we'll look at them one by one. Now, firstly, when you write ad hoc, you write it AD space HOC, ad hoc.
AD スペース HOC で ad hoc ですね。形容詞として使うんですかこれは ad hoc call とか ad hoc meeting
yeah yeah an ad yeah we just or you could use it as yeah an ad hoc meeting an ad hoc call an ad hoc decision you could also use it as an adverb
mm-hmm.
we discussed ad hoc
ああ動詞じゃない副詞としても使えると we discussed ad hoc まあ即興で話し合いました、yeah. 即興でまあその場のノリで雰囲気で話し合いになりましたとか、そういった感じでしょうね。
Yeah.
はいはいはい。
This is the most common of the two usages. Improvised. Would in Japanese it be tekitoni or tekigini? When needed, if needed.
即興で。
即興で。
即興でが improvise っていうのはよくね、なんか即興演劇なんかでも improvising とか言いますけれども、
yeah.
まあだからアドリブでみたいな。
Yeah.
そう、計画されてたというよりはその場で発生するみたいなそういったニュアンスになるんでしょうけども適当っていうと適当ってなんか日本語でも難しくて、
yeah.
適当っていい意味でもあるのになんか適当でいいよってのはいい加減でいいよみたいななんか、ね、ネガティブなニュアンスもあるし、mm. 適宜、okay. 適宜なら分かるのかな、yeah. なんか適宜たまたまその必要性が発生したから適宜やりましょう
Yeah, actually saying that improvised, I think in a business sense, doesn't sound particularly positive, whereas ad hoc does sound perfectly positive.
Improvise meeting って言ったらあんまりいい響きしないけれども、ad hoc meeting だったら、
yeah.
もうちょっと必要だったので、
yeah,
適宜やりましたみたいな、ポジティブなニュアンスなんですね。
Yeah. That's the normal usage of the word. Now, the original usage of the word comes from the Latin, because the Latin for ad hoc meansFor this.
Ad hoc って for this っていう意味なんですね。
Yeah.
ほう。どういうことだ?
And that is the meaning of very specific.
Ah, specific という意味か。このための。
Yeah. Yeah.
この目的のためのということなのか。
So if you hear an ad hoc committee, like for example, the government set up an ad hoc committee to tackle the coronavirus.
ああ。適当委員会じゃダメなわけですからね。
Yeah.
その即興委員会じゃなくて、とある目的のための委員会を立ち上げたと、
yeah.
そういうことになるわけだ。はは。
So yeah, so it means like specifically for this purpose, they set up this committee, and that's maybe the only time you would hear that, I think.
とある特別な目的、特定の目的のために委員会を立ち上げたとか、yeah. そういった時にこの ad hoc って。使うわけですけれども、この ad hoc meeting 以外ではあまり聞かないってこと?
I think ad hoc committee is the only time I hear it.
へえ、ad hoc committee って言うんだ。
Yeah.
ほうほう、なんか、まあでもなんか言われてみると、もちろん特定の目的のために作られたではあるんだけれども、yeah. だけども臨時でその必要性が出てきたから急遽作ったみたいな感じで、結びつかないことはないのかもしれないよね。
Yeah. It sounds strange that you could say something like the governor set up an ad hoc committee and they met up on an ad hoc basis. That sounds like they set up a very specific committee that meets now and then. It don't know. It seems like opposite meanings to my ears a little bit.
なんかね、すごい真逆のようでもあるし、なんか私の中ではこう急遽ね、例えばコロナなんて本当に特定の問題だけども、こうインプロバイズで対応しなきゃいけないからなんとなくこう結びつかないことはないのかなという気もしますけどもね。
b But if you're going to learn one meaning, learn the one that's similar to the Japanese adahoku, and it's as needed, as needed. Now, Tenomi, let's practice.
Okay.
Tenomi, how do you practice your English?
英語をどう練習するかですか? Well, I practice listening to 外資系裏技英語?
Yes.
Actually, well, that's true, but I practice in an ad hoc way.
An ad hoc way, yeah.
Yeah, learning the new English phrases whenever like BJ tells me a new expressions or yeah. whenever I hear new expressions or English terms.
Okay. So,
anytime. Yep.
Perfect. Perfect. Use it an ad hoc way. You've got an ad hoc method. You know, nothing very strict, just when it comes to you, you practice.
そうですね。はい。確かに。なんか、新しい言葉に遭遇し、次第吸収しているという、そんな感じなので、ad hoc way ですね。
Okay. Now, before we go on to the next phrase, I just want to pick up another phrase from the dialogue, impromptu.
Impromptu! さっき出てきましたね。これ、improvise に似てますけれども。
Yeah. So, what did Ruben say? He said, in the phrase, he firstly apologized for the ad hoc call, and then he wanted an impromptu brainstorm. And that phrase, in this case, is very similar to ad hoc. It means unplanned.
計画されていないという意味に近いんですね。Impromptu. Impromptu brainstorm をしたいっていうような言い方をするわけですね。
So whereas ad hoc has many different meanings like we discussed, impromptu just means not planned, spontaneous.
Ad hoc というのはいろいろな意味がありましたけれども、impromptu というのは、spontaneous っていうのは自発的な、
yeah.
その場で発生したという意味ですね。
Yeah.
だから、まあ、計画されてなかったということですよね。
Yeah, so we had an impromptu meeting. The manager gave an impromptu speech.
即興の、まあ、場当たり的なとか準備なしのという訳が当てはまるみたいですけれども、即興のミーティングが行われましたとか、マネージャーは即興でスピーチをしたとか、そういった時に使われますね。
And one final thing, ad hoc versus impromptu. Ad hoc feels very Latin, feels quite formal. Impromptu...Out of all the phrases we brought up today, it feels most like English now.
Oh, ad hoc っていうのはすごいラテン語っぽい響きですけれども、impromptu は本日紹介した表現の中では割ともう完全に英語に近いようなそんな響きなんですね。
Yeah.
へえ、impromptu これ improvise と仲間の言葉なのかな。
Yeah, I think it must have the same idea of spontaneous, but impromptu means just suddenly, whereas improvise means suddenly react.
Impromptu は suddenly, 急に、場当たり的っていう意味だし、improvise は即興で、まあ、act のところまで含まれるということなんですね。
Tell me.
はい。
Traditionally,Latin was used in England or the United Kingdom, as an official language.
ラテン語がイギリスで昔使われてたわけですね。
Yeah.
そうか。
But actually, it was like the language of law, the language of medicine, the language of science.
ははは、law, medicine, science. 医療とか科学とか法律の世界、あ、そういう学術的な世界での使われている王道な言語だったわけですね。
Yeah, so like, you know, academic high level. So even now when you use Latin in your English, it can sound, you know, very clever, more important.
Yeah. というわけで、まあ、起源がそういうアカデミックな言葉だったということで、今でもちょっとラテン語を自分の英語に織り込ませると、すごいクレバーで賢いような印象を与えることができるわけですね。
Yeah. And I think
使っていかなきゃいけないですね。And
I think it's important to understand these words because they are common, and they are used in everyday English, especially in the corporate workplace, like IE, ad hoc. You know, they're used a lot at work.
IE, ad hoc っていうのは 今もね、職場なんかでもよく使われるので、特に私は IE と EG の違いを知らなかったので、すごく勉強になりました。
Yeah. And generally, using these words will take your English to the next level.
Next level English に引き上げてくれるわけですね。こういったちょっとこじゃれた表現を知っていると。
Yeah. So today we introduce IE, EG, impromptu, ad hoc, but we'll be back soon with part two of Latin Fu Ego.
はい、本日は5つのラテン語をご紹介しました。はい、ですがね、まだまだ残っておりますので、外資系裏技ラテン語、また次回かいつか、はい、続きをやっていきたいと思います。ね。はい、ということで、今週も皆さん聞いてくださってどうもありがとうございました。
Thank you very much. Oh, and don't forget to go on YouTube and check out the dialogue. It's really good to follow what was said. So look on YouTube for 外資系裏技英語 and see the dialogue in full animation.
外資系裏技英語の YouTube チャンネルに、BJ Fox とルーベンズアナンセの会話がね、あのラテン語がいっぱい織り込まれたアニメーションがアップされておりますので、そちらもぜひチェックしてください。
Bye-bye!
皆さんお元気でありがとうございました。
Bye!
Bye-bye!
What do you want to hear in the podcast? Do you have any phrases you want to learn? We love hearing from our listeners, so if you have any questions, feedback, or any comments whatsoever,Please send them to us via Twitter or Instagram at @urawazaeigo or via the contact form on the website.